You can also go to uskidsgolf.com if you would like more information about a new local tour that kids ages 5 to 14 can get in on, and it starts coming up here in the next few days. For more information on that, the new tour director, Ellen Dunn, joining us now on the Capital Hyundai Capital Chevrolet phone lines. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning. Nice to speak with you this morning.
Same here. I know you're a Gamecock fan, so I'm sure just hearing Dante Sawyer there has you excited, and we're all looking forward to football season right now. But can you tell us more about U.S. Kids Golf, what it is exactly, and then how people can get involved and why you're involved in it?
Oh, fabulous. Absolutely. U.S. Kids Golf is an international organization. We have kids who play not only all over the United States, but all over the world. And it teaches them not only how to play competitive golf, but also how to experience life on the golf course. They learn the rules, the etiquette. They learn their way around a golf course. And ultimately, what they're trying to do is win their way to the World Championship, which we just got back from about 2.5 weeks ago. It's in Pinehurst, North Carolina every year. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. We have kids from 48 states and 52 countries in Pinehurst competing against one another to become ultimately the world champion in their age group.
Pretty amazing stuff there. I think from the outside, I only have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, so they haven't done competitive sports yet, but I have seen parents take the wrong track in these things. And I've been to some youth golf tournaments too, been a television camera nerd before, and seen some parents behave a lot more childish than the kids there. How do you think the parents handle this, and what's the approach that you try to coach the parents up on?
Well, we have a slogan at U.S. Kids Golf called "We Honor the Game." And that is so that we can teach parents a positive coaching approach. The ultimate goal is we want these children to enjoy golf enough that they want to continue to play. Because the beauty of golf is that it is a sport that they can play their entire lives. So we want the parents out there encouraging the kids, being positive, complimenting things that went right. Because if they do that, the kids are going to love it and they're going to want to continue to play. So that's what we've seen throughout our time with U.S. Kids Golf. My son has been playing on the tour since he was 5. And I tell you, these kids are amazing even at a young age. And if the parents make it fun, they will keep coming back. So that's what we try and do with all of our kids. And we also try and teach all of our parents that it's a bonding experience with your child. My husband has some of his most beautiful memories with our son being on the golf course. And if you make it positive and you make it fun, you're going to have those memories for the rest of your life.
She's Ellen Dunn, the Columbia Tour Director for U.S. Kids Golf. What do you think, Bill?
You can check out the website, uskidsgolf.com. I was kind of glancing through it. Ellen, if people wanted to sign up for tournaments, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's actually quite easy. All you need to do is go to uskidsgolf.com. You're going to see a bar across the top that says tournaments. You're going to click on that. Then you have all the tournaments. You want to go to local, and then you look down for Columbia, South Carolina. My name is on there. If you have any questions, you're welcome to contact me. All of my information is there on the website, and it'll tell you how to register right there on the website. We kick off next weekend at Wood Creek Golf Club on August 26th and Wildwood Golf Club on August 27th. And so we're hoping that people go online and register just as soon as possible so that we can see them out there. We have boys and girls ages 5 to 14, and we want to get as many kids into junior golf as we possibly can.
And the way I'm reading it, it looks like you guys have 7 events, and then you have your tour championship. So is the way that it works is you kind of build up points throughout these 7 events, and then that's how you end up qualifying then ultimately, ideally, for the world championship?
Exactly, yes. And the neat thing about the tour championship, which is at Cobblestone Park on November 5th, is that's worth double points. So that gives you a little extra edge. And not only do you try and qualify for the world championship, but we have regionals throughout the country and the world that when you build up enough points, you get invited to. My family's played in San Antonio, Texas. We've played in Jekyll Island, Georgia. We've been invited to Costa Rica and Mexico, and we haven't been fortunate enough to go there yet, but that's an ultimate goal. But the whole family gets to go, and U.S. Kids makes it a family event. The parents are involved, the siblings are involved, and everyone has a great time.
She's Ellen Dunn, Columbia Tour Director for U.S. Kids Golf. USKidsGolf.com, the place to go. And you can actually save a little bit of money if you register for those first two events by Monday and or Tuesday. So I encourage you to do that. Ellen, thanks for all the info this morning.
Oh, gentlemen, thank you for supporting junior golf in the Midlands. I so appreciate it.